It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, man?
As always, the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes. If you need your motorcycle tuned up, they got you covered there. You like
electric
that?
Bikes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not only. No, get out of here with those stupid electric bikes. It's so dumb, you and your stupid. Yeah, maybe like an electric motorcycle, but not your little, you know, thing with a basket on the front of it.
Shut up. It's like a massive tax cut for, like, or you can write them off or something. I read something on the e-bike forum because they're trying to, like, go green. So it's like an incentive to get electric bikes now. There's like some massive tax thing going on.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I just thought of it.
Thanks for the fact.
So you should, which I mean, you should fucking get one. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, get one. I'm going to get one. Actually, I wouldn't mind one for hauling my stuff around the ice. You know, that'd be pretty cool. That's a conversation for a different day. Because we've been working on something. All right, let's do it. Fact and opinion time. One awesome fact, one stupid opinion. You do what you want with it. Damn, I got some good ones here, man. Ooh, boy. I don't even know. Like, these are all bangers, man. We got one about The Simpsons, which it's just any fact about The Simpsons is crazy.
It's wild. What, predicting the future?
No. Well, here. So The Simpsons has been on TV for so long that Fox once moved it to Thursday nights to compete with The Cosby Show.
That's funny. People don't really understand how significant that is. That's like The Cosby Show still being on today.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Dude, yes, because it started December 17th, 1989. Dude, fucking nuts.
That's insane. And it's still relevant. I'm telling you, dude, The Simpsons, there's a reason it's still on TV. It's fucking hilarious. And dude, it's up to date. It's crazy. I watch The Simpsons maybe like four times a year. You know what I'm saying? But every time I watch it, I'm like, damn, that's funny.
Dude, that's 40 years. No. I'm sorry, wait. So 89 to 99, 99 to 2000. I'm sorry. So 32 years.
32, because
89. Yeah, either way. But still, that's for an animated show, you know, a cartoon, for it to do that, I'm not big into The Simpsons. I'm not knocking. I just never got into it. My folks wouldn't let me watch it as a kid. They didn't think it was good humor for me to have, a little more adult or whatever. So I just think as a young man, it didn't then transfer into me watching it now. Your honest take, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate The Simpsons at, Hunter?
Ooh. It's comparing to what? Like, oh, how am I rating this? Like, comparing to other shows or just how I feel about it?
In the big picture of things, where does it stand when it comes to television?
Damn. For me, maybe like a 7, 8.
Okay.
I got to give its respect. You know, like, that's what I think about. I'm like, there's a reason it's been on for that long. But do I personally? Yeah, I do. I really do like The Simpsons. Dude, I might have to go with 8 or 9 because, dude.
I guess for me, this is really, I shouldn't even have this conversation because I'm so far removed from it. I bet you I've seen maybe full episodes, maybe like 30, maybe. Maybe yeah. Not even. Maybe 25 full episodes of The Simpsons. You know?
Wow. It's weird. Dude, it's a crazy, like, Family Guy came along, and then I was, like, really into Family Guy. But, like, now I don't even watch Family Guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thought Family Guy was obviously funnier than The Simpsons. But then I go watch The Simpsons again, dude. It's so hard to put your finger
on
it.
There's something about it. That's where I'm at. Like, I think there's a lot of other funnier cartoon adult cartoons or cartoon sitcoms. South Park, obviously, I think is the best. Futurama is fantastic. I love Futurama.
I don't like Futurama.
And see, maybe just because I've spent more time with it, maybe if I sat down and watched The Simpsons, I'd be like, okay, yeah, this show's legit. And I do think it's good that it's topical. You know, I think it's right there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess there's never been as much knee-slappingness with The Simpsons for me.
I think I like the voices and like the sly comments that like you catch in the episodes that like you're like, oh shit, there you go. That's the, you know, that they did. They throw a lot of zingers in it. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of deep comedy in it that comes from that one dude specifically, whoever does the voice for Mo. Well, he does multiple voices on the show, but I know he does Mo. You know what I'm talking about?
Hank Azari. Hey, dude, he does so many voices. So many voices. Yeah. All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty here. All right, everyone's wondering who's the hottest cartoon mom. Okay, let's look at this because you know what, Marge.
That's for sure.
Marge, when her hair's down, absolutely, I'd give her a go. But then you got Lois. She's kind of freaky deaky. She's got some sweater puppets underneath that little green blouse. Then you got the mom from American Dad. American Dad's another one. I think American Dad's hilarious.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't watch it much, though. Like I said, I've only probably seen a few episodes of it.
Bob's Burgers is another one. It's so funny. I looked up cartoon moms. There's a photo here of Lois, like busty Lois in like a tied-up T-shirt pouring water on Marge's ass in short shorts.
Yeah, you know.
Engineer Terry, this is all for research. I'm clicking on this for research.
Right.
Oh, but then you got like Archer. Have you ever watched Archer? Archer is amazing, dude.
I haven't seen Archer.
See, that's one I think you would like. Boy, there's a lot of adult porn here. I should not have done this.
You've researched the wrong
this
thing.
This is bad.
It's like those ads on the side. You know, it's
what's that?
It's Lois. Just I can't even say it.
This game and you'll jizz 5 times in 30 minutes. It's like, what the hell, man?
All right, some people got some different fetishes, I guess. All right.
What's that rule 34, man? That's what it is. It's that rule 34. I guarantee there is so much, you know, probably Simpsons porn and Family Guy porn out there. Jesus. I'd say Marge is pretty hot. Or actually, no. Hottest cartoon mom, Peggy Hill. Absolutely.
Peggy Hill.
Dude, she is rocking some sweater bombs in there. She had some mom bombs in there. but dude, it just is impressive. And the other thing is, like, when will this taper off? Has there been any time where The Simpsons got close to being canceled?
No. No, I was just going to talk about that, actually. You know what's crazy about The Simpsons is it's animated, so it's not like characters get old like Home Improvement. You know, it's got a certain amount of time or it lasts, and then everybody gets older and they got to move on. You know, at least with cartoons, you just keep drawing them.
And obviously voice actors can go a long time, but eventually voice actors die. And so I don't know, is that what happens? But then you also have people who can do the voices
Voices. Like Billy West with the Looney Tunes.
Yep.
Mel Blanc used to do all the voices. And now all like the Space Jam movies, that's all Billy West. Nobody fucking questions it.
But
it sounds exactly like Mel Blanc.
I mean, but is this 50 years, 60 years? You think so?
I don't see Simpsons going anywhere. They would have been gone by now.
You know what's really crazy? Like, even like South Park, you'd think a show like that, with as edgy as it is, would eventually have been snuffed out, or it would have gotten to a point in society where, like, we don't accept this anymore. Renewed for another season, renewed for another season, another season. It's like, okay, how long is this going to go? You know?
How many seasons of Family Guy on? They're still doing seasons, right?
See, it doesn't even seem like there is, but yeah, they still have Family Guy's got to be. That started in what, 99? Family Guy, let's see. And they were off like for like one season, and then they like, no, everyone wanted it back.
I didn't even know that.
They're on 19 seasons. Their 19th season.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's craziness. What's South Park? 22?
God, they've been on there
23?
Too. Let's see, South Park. Is it that many for South Park?
Yeah. South Park's older than Family Guy.
South Park seasons.
Well, let me take a guess. I was like sixth grade. I'm going to say 23 seasons.
They're 24. They just started season 20. September 30th, 2020, they had season 24, episode 1, the pandemic special.
Wow. That's crazy. And how many Simpsons have? 89, that was what, 30?
32 they're on. 30, yeah, 32. South Park is on their 24th season. Family Guy was however many. Dude, that's crazy, man.
You know, it was wild too. I was scrolling through Reddit earlier today, and I saw the first, like, the first picture that they had for The Simpsons.
Oh, dude, it's so bad. Like, well, compared to what you have now, and is it computer generated now, or is it all still hand drawn? It's got to be computer, right?
I think it's. You know, like digital, I don't even know what they call it, but it's they're drawing it, but they're drawing it on the computer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay, like digital animation or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and is South Park still, they're not still cutting things
no.
out.
Dude, like, no. That would take so, yeah, like their first one it was all hand cut, like paper, and oh my God. Yeah. I couldn't imagine, dude, couldn't imagine, but yep, it's almost just more baffling at this point. Mm-hmm. At this point,
I was saying like it takes like a year to like make a Family Guy episode or something crazy like that, and the South Park Matt and Trey come and they're like, dude, we fucking do it in like a week.
In a week, dude, they have to, not even like a full week. They do it in right. like because if it airs on Sunday, they have to have it done by and Saturday and like turned in. So they really do it like Tuesday to Saturday. I think it's 5 days.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how they do it. You can YouTube it, too. They pitch all the voices.
Yep.
So you got Matt in there doing...
My favorite is when it's...
Turn it into Cartman.
For the kids. So for I think Stan's younger brother, the Canadian whatever, Ike, they do have like a little kid getting there, like telling the little kid to say all these terrible things.
Jesus.
That's how my daughter's going to be. I'm going to be like, say this. It's hilarious when it's come from a kid.
And all the moms around you cringing.
Anyway, well, that's crazy. Well, props to you, Simpsons. Maybe at this point in my life, I need to go check it out. But I feel like I'm so far behind, I don't even know where to start. Started season one and just spend the rest of my life trying to get caught up. But
it was a good podcast. I like.
What? There you go. Looks like you cut. Are you good there? Well, yeah. Perfect ending right here. We shouldn't be on anymore. Our seasons have been too long. Well, folks, that's going to do it for you here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We will be back next time with another fact and opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.